position number 22071, reel 3.
John Collier, reel 3. Yes, you were saying about the great reception you were given.
Yes, it finished up with a rally in the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, and that again was a fantastic occasion that I think everybody will remember. Difficult to pick out highlights of it because some of it was done by British teams. The Falcon parachutists dropped into the stadium, for instance, and the Queen's Colour Squadron were there, the RAF bands, and then there were German bands, there were American bands. It was a fantastic occasion. The firework display was, again, something out of this world at the end of it.
Have you had a medal for this, for being in the Berlin Air?
No. Some have asked for this. I don't think it should be granted. We were doing a job. We did a job. It was well done, but there was no day-to-day danger there. Anybody that's serving in Bosnia or Ireland, there is danger to them daily. There wasn't to us there. There wasn't. I mean, yes, there were people killed on it, but all the air crew were volunteers. They were regulars. They were flying. Yes, they were taking some more risks, but I don't think it warranted a medal myself. Doing a job, it was well done. We have got a medal of our own, but that's just a commemorative medal.
The association,
yes.
Set up, is it? All right. Oh, no, ooh. Yes. Show me, yes, perhaps,
yes,
I can,
yes,
have a look,
yes,
later.
Yes,
I'll take,
yes,
your picture,
yes,
with,
I
the
forget.
Top.
No, I felt rather embarrassed with a local papers, because they put an article when we were going back to Berlin and put... labelled each of the photographs "Berlin Heroes Return." I don't think it was a question of heroes returning. I think it was a question of people that did a job that they were sent to do. Yes, we worked hard during that period. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think anything was done. I think it's too easy to get to. Talk about medals being issued, and before you know where you are, if you cut yourself in the kitchen, you're wanting a medal.
But you were saying earlier, you know, given the evacuation plan, that there was this sort of anxiety at different times. You know, did it seem to you at this time, 1949? The Cold War would have been developing. Did that mean much to you, the Cold War against the Soviet Union?
I don't think... I think you probably appreciate how tense the situation was, it more in retrospect than you did probably at the time, even. You know, it was just something you were... We were sent out, and our... title was BAFO, British Air Force of Occupation, and that's what we were sent out to do, and it just seemed it was part of that job. I think it was to a large extent. Yes, it meant a lot to the Germans, because what could be done when they blockaded Berlin, we could evacuate the city and leave 3.5 million people to the Russians. The Americans were very keen to just force an armoured column through, which, had we have done that, would have most probably led to an open war. And it was only, well, Air Commodore Waite is credited with the calculating that that the city could be supplied by air. I think, as I said earlier, it was doubtful even when we were well into it whether it could be sustained, but it was. And
did you feel that yourself, you know, when you were there early 1949? Did it seem a feasible thing to continue?
It's not easy to remember after 50 years, but I don't think so. I think everybody was so busy, they'd got their heads down, and it was just live from one day to the next sort of thing.
Was it exhausting, though? I mean, were you on duty for very long
hours? We were working longer hours than we would have normally been expected to work, yes, yes. But again, the military, you're supposed to be on duty 24 hours a day, so even that was fairly accepted. But, yes, the work on... I think the ground crews that were working on the aircraft had one of the hardest jobs, because often they had to work out in the open. And as I say, Germany is a very, very cold place in the winter, and working out in the open was not a very pleasurable task.
And these would have been RAF, would they, the ground crews?
We had people from all three services. There were a lot of army personnel out there, mainly engaged with load supervising the. Yes, there were principally army, other than the Air Force, army mainly. There were two naval officers present, and they were Fleet Air Arm air traffic controllers, and. Very sadly, one of them had died some time ago, and the other one died on the eve of us going back to Germany. So we no longer have a member from the Navy, but at least we did have... And, of course, there were a lot of civilians involved, servicing the civilian aircraft and looking after that side. One of the members of the Berlin Airlift Association, who was a pilot during the airlift, told me that during the war he'd been shot down over Berlin, and when he was flying supplies into Berlin during the airlift, he had in fact gone into the city, and much to his surprise he'd found the building where he'd been interrogated, and even the room that he'd been interrogated after he was shot down, and this must have brought back very many memories to him.
Seeing all this devastation yourself, you know, which you've described so well, did it make you question, you know, saturation?
I think you must do, yes, yes.
Because people like Bomber Harris has been very criticised, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to justify it, but at the same time, I understand it had to be done. If it hadn't been done there, it would have been done here. Yes, war is always a waste. It always will be. I'm afraid I don't think it will ever be stopped, because just as people quarrel amongst themselves, so nations will quarrel, and unfortunately that causes a war, and probably the biggest hope is that it will be much more restricted and not a world war, but it's, even if it is restricted, it's just as bad for those people that are involved in it.
Did you have any VIPs visit you while you were at Wunstorf?
Yes, we were continually having them. I think some kept away on purpose because they realised that it did mean holding up other work while the. But I remember the film star Jean Simmons coming. She came for a premiere of her film, The Blue Lagoon, and she toured the airfield. Marshal of the Royal Air Force, Lord Tedder, he came. The Secretary of State for Air, Montgomery, quite a number of VIPs came. We didn't always see them if we were perhaps busy outside the airfield or away. We didn't always see them, but we saw quite a large number of them.
When did you actually leave the airlift? Was it totally over when you left?
It was not completely over because when the blockade was lifted, the airlift was continued to build up stops in Berlin because they were never really sure that it had happened. The airlift started, well, the blockade rather, started on the 24th of June, 48, and went on till the 12th of May, 49. But the airlift itself didn't end until early October, 49, because they just carried on a reduced scale, building up supplies.
So when did you leave?
We left before the airlift had completely wound up. We were moved to Lüneburg and went on the airfield there, which was not an airlift.
So that would have been after the blockade was lifted,
yes,
would it?
Yes.
Yes. And what were you doing then?
Not a lot. I think this was one of the great assets of the airlift as far as we personally were concerned. We were kept busy and so the time went by, but when we got to Lüneburg, there wasn't a lot of work for us to do. We had to be there, and you start polishing and whitewashing when there's nothing else to do, and finding work. There was a tune that was very, a song that was very popular at that time, We're Busy Doing Nothing, and this was taken up as a bit of a theme tune for the lads, and often we would have our 1500 weight trucks parked at one end of the hangar and the three tonners at the other, so somebody would decide we wanted the three tonners at that end and the 1500 weights at that, just to give us something to do, literally. And the lads used to be hopping in and out the lorries whistling We're Busy Doing Nothing. And that was, we fortunately it didn't last too long, that because we came home on demob, but it did show us that we were probably better doing something constructive.
How do you rate your period of national service when you look back? Was it a good thing for a young man to have done?
Yes, I definitely think it was. I had never been away from home. I didn't go away to school or anything like that. And if I went on holiday, all I had to do was put myself in the back of the car on the allotted day, and all the arrangements were made. You suddenly find you either look after yourself or nobody else does. So I think it was a very good growing up period, if you like. And I always remember after I came home and was demobbed, and coming back home, and I think my father still thought of me as a young boy. I considered myself a man, and I can remember there were one or two not exactly awkward incidents, but he didn't like it if I came back late at night and things like that. And I had a happy time, but that did cause a little friction at the time. I'd been used to coming and going when I thought I would, and not when somebody else thought I should. But on the whole, I think I don't regret the time I spent on it at all. It was a good time. It taught me a lot.
It stood you in good stead, did it?
I think it did. It certainly. I mean, while we were in Germany, we had one home leave and one continental leave, and the continental leave was usually spent at a rest centre somewhere in Germany, probably in the Harz Mountains. But I had a brother buried in Holland and had friends in Holland, and I wanted to go to Holland, and I asked for permission to go to Holland, and eventually I was given permission and spent my continental leave in Holland, and I was told I could go on the troop train as far as the Dutch-German border, but after that I was on my own, and I couldn't get any Dutch currency or anything, so I had to load my pack with cigarettes, which were a standard currency at that time on the continent, and made my way there. It was things like that that you always found a way.
Well, thank you very much indeed, okay. John, for telling me so much about your experience with the Berlin blockade and airlift. Thank you.
Great pleasure.